WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Motivation Monday, where I give you the motivation to get through your Monday. I hope everyone had a fantastic, amazing, and great week last week. And if not, it's okay. I'm here. You're here. You made it through last week. And you're here right now. You can make it through another week. I promise. We're still continuing in our Be Aware series. We've had, let's see if we can name on them. This is the 8th episode. So we've had attitude, gratitude, love and heartbreak, mental health, judgment, failure and success, and last week was change. Is that right? I don't think that's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, the last episode, I said it was the 7th episode, so this is the 9th? Oh my gosh, do I know how to count? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, this is the 8th episode. This is the 8th episode. Oh my gosh, 8th episode. I think. I don't know anymore. So, as I was saying, we've had attitude, gratitude, love and heartbreak, mental health Monday, judgment, failure and success, and last week was change. This week, we're going to be talking about perseverance, pushing through the stuff that is really hard to push through, and not giving up on yourself. So, perseverance is a lot of things. It's sticking with something that I said I was going to do and continuing it all the way till the end. Right now, I'm trying to save up for a new car. I know, crazy. That sounds so crazy me saying that. But will I be able to do it by next year? Probably not. The year after that? Probably not. The year after that? Possibly. I'd possibly like to have enough money by then. So I'm going to persevere and hold myself accountable to that. It's like how with our New Year's resolutions, I'm holding you accountable for yours and you're holding me accountable for mine. By the way, my New Year's resolutions is going amazing. I've made so many new recipes. I just made a new chocolate chip recipe the other day. It was so good. I made a no peak chicken too. So good. So great. So, you know, it's going great. I don't know if I'll make the president's list this year, but I am getting an award for being on the president's list last semester on April 17th. So, yeah. But I am going to try and persevere and get through this. You know what? I'm just going to quit rambling and tell you the quote. We'll get back to my rambling in a minute. This week's quote is, "Perseverance is the key to success." Let me try that again. "Perseverance is the key to success. Never give up and keep making efforts. It's often the last key in the bunch that opens the lock." Now, perseverance, it's easy to give up. It's really easy to give up sometimes. Say you're trying to get into a school and you've been declined multiple times. Every school you apply to. It's really easy at that point to give up. To just say, you know what, I'm done. I throw in the towel and walk away. It's really easy to do that. And sometimes that's the way we choose because we don't want to go through the heartbreak and the trouble of trying again and again and again. It's so aggravating. I know, trust me. Coming from someone who is in color guard and would get so aggravated when I could not do something that everyone else could, like the 45 toss, still cannot do it to this day, but I was able to do it at one point in life, I promise. It's really hard to keep going. I understand that. I'm not judging you or getting onto you saying you have to keep to it. I know. Sometimes it's really easy to just walk away from it and not look back. I know it is. For example, if it's your New Year's resolutions to go to the gym and you've been doing great until last week where you said, you know what? I'm tired. I want to go to bed. I'm tired. hello? Okay. What was I saying? The gym. So say that was your New Year's resolution and you decided that you are tired. You don't want to go to the gym anymore. You're not seeing any results. You're tired of it. What's the point of going? Well, I'm here to tell you, don't give up yet. I promise you, it'll be worth it in the end. Great results take time. And that's probably the hardest lesson. I said that last episode. It's one of the hardest lessons people learn in life. I mean, math right now. Oh, I'm terrible at math right now. I probably have at least one mental breakdown a week over math. But it's okay because I'm going to keep going through it. And I'm determined that I'm going to get a good grade in math no matter what. I'm not going to let math rule me. I'm going to rule math. Yeah, let's get into today's story before I get heated about math. This story is actually about Walt Disney. It's based on a true story. So, yeah, if you love Disney World like I do, or Disneyland, Disney World, then you'll appreciate this story. Who doesn't like Disney? I mean, Winnie the Pooh, Belle, Elsa. What are some other Disney people? Olaf. Oh, I love Olaf. Okay, anyway, Walt Disney story. While everyone knows the iconic brand of Disney, the story of how Walt Disney created the empire is very inspiring. As a young man, Walt Disney was fired from a local newspaper as his boss thought he lacked creativity. After a failed animation company went under, he was barely able to pay his bills and even ate dog food to survive. With his last few dollars, Walt Disney made his way to Hollywood to try and make it big. Unfortunately, his early time in Hollywood was just as bad. He was told Mickey Mouse would fail, faced consistent rejection, and seemed destined to never succeed. But Walt persisted and went on to grow the company with an amusement park, feature films, and is known as a cultural icon. The lesson is that learn to take a calculated risk and don't stop doing what you love just because the world has shown you obstacles. Ironically, years later, Walt Disney acquired the Kansas City Star newspaper, the one who said he lacked creativity all those years ago, which is a very great story. I mean, I didn't know that. I'm going to be honest. I had no idea. I think that's really great because every day we get thrown down by something. I promise you that there is one person every day that knocks you down. They might not say it to your face, but it doesn't even have to be someone. It can be something. For example, my math class. It really knocks me on my butt every day I go in there. Like, I went in and I had a math test the other week, and I thought, oh, I was so confident in myself, guys. I thought I made an A. I was so, so confident. Man, I really thought I did great. I did not, moral of the story. I didn't make a great grade. I made better than others, but it wasn't the best grade I made. And that really tested me. That really tested me to say, you know what? I give up. Because I'm not a math person. I hate math. I look at math and I roll my eyes and walk away. So people testing you and being tested on your perseverance is really hard. It's mentally draining. It's physically draining. It sucks. I will say that. It sucks a lot. So just know that you're not alone, though. If you need help, if you need encouragement, you know what? I'll give you encouragement right now. To whoever you are, I don't care where you are, who you are. I don't know. I'm going to say random names because I know a few people that listen to this podcast. Carol Emmond, you are doing great. You don't need anyone else to tell you that you're not doing great because you are doing great. I'm proud of you. Les Jenkins, you've had an amazing day. Congratulations on everything you've done. I'm so proud of you. Lakeland Jenkins, I am so proud that you got a job. Congratulations, you're doing amazing. I'm so glad you love that job. See, it just takes a little motivation. It just takes a little encouraging from someone. Now, I could continue naming people. Would it take me a minute? Yes. Yes, it very much would. It would take me a long time. I have a lot of listeners. Like, I have Jimmy Jenkins. I have so many people. I have so many loyal listeners that help me persevere to get through recording Motivation Monday. I will tell you, Motivation Monday is really hard for me to record. Not because I hate it. I don't hate it. I love it. But because I am such a perfectionist, when I mess up with one take, I have to redo it. I'm getting to the point where I don't. You've obviously seen that in latest episodes, but it's really hard to keep going once you mess up because you just want to throw the towel in and start over. But, you know, keeping with it, it's really great. It's a lot of fun to keep with it. So, Yeah, that's my example. Math and Motivation Monday. I love Motivation Monday, and I'm so glad that I have y'all to encourage me, to encourage y'all, to encourage other people to do amazing things, because everyone is capable of stuff. Clifford Emmond, I'm talking to you. You're capable of fixing the Packard, the Corvette, any car you want. Carol Emmond, you're capable of doing anything. I feel like a preacher right now. I mean, you are capable, okay? Just persevere through it. I am getting heated right now. I got to get into the song because this is dragging on. So this week's song, there was a lot of songs I could have picked, but I decided on I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor? Gnor? Gnor? I don't know how to say that. I'm not going to lie. Which is a really nice one. I Will Survive. That's the song. But I do want you to listen to I'm Still Standing, but the Sing version. It's from a movie. It's called Sing. Listen to that version. I know it sounds really weird, and I've said it in past episodes, but it's really great. Like, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor. Feeling like a little kid. I'm a terrible singer. I'm sorry. But, you know, feel like a survivor. Feel like a little kid. Age is just a number. You could do whatever you want to. You just got to persevere and do it. Okay? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Katie signing off for Motivation Monday. I hope you have a great week, a very motivated Monday. Don't forget to persevere through anything, anything at all. It doesn't matter if you're persevering to get through the workday. You can do it. And don't forget, stay motivated. I'll be catching y'all next week.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.